My name is Mima Winston Atamba. I work at the county government of Vihiga as the director in charge of climate change.
This conference is really hinged on climate change and particularly climate adaptation and the need to finance climate adaptation interventions at the local level.
Yeah.
Where would you say Vihiga stands in terms of leading these interventions?
Well, Vihiga has made a tremendous progress in this intervention, and especially in three fronts. The first front is on establishing a climate change governance framework, where we have established an institutional framework that is the law, a climate change act that guides budgeting and planning for climate change action, especially establishment of climate change committees at ward and county level, and a fund into which money is apportioned for climate change. Secondly, the county has done a lot of sensitization on communities, and the understanding of climate change is now very deep to the grassroots. The county has undertaken a lot of efforts to do real projects to strengthen people's resilience against climate change. And to mention just but a few, we have undertaken massive reforestation projects in Maragoli Hills Forest, where we have planted more than 60,000 tree seedlings. We have established solarized water pumping projects, targeting at least 3,000 people in the first phase, but with the ultimate objective to reach 250,000 people. We have put in place projects such as beekeeping projects, fish farming projects, and many other projects to strengthen people's resilience against climate change. And just to state, these interventions are taken by the initiative of the county and through support from our development partners, such as the World Bank, Adaptation Consortium through the FSD Kenya, the USAID, and many, many more. Even Equity Bank have really worked with us, especially on reforestation programs.
Climate financing has emerged as one of the key points that has really been discussed in this conference.
Yes.
And I know, for instance, you've mentioned that you have had donor support. We understand there is a FLOCA program that's being executed under the National Treasury. How has that program in particular and other donor interventions supported you in rolling out climate action?
First of all, we would like to demystify the issue of climate finance. Many people think that climate finances must necessarily come from external sources. But it is time counties and individuals started financing climate change initiatives by setting aside resources for climate change. That is, in particular, for example, as I stated, we, the county government of Vihiga, puts aside 2% of our budget for climate change. Now, when it comes to the FLOCA program, which you have mentioned, which is the National Treasury Program that is financed by World Bank, we are expecting a lot of finances that are going to enable us to strengthen resilience at grassroots level, capacities, and implement real projects. These funds are anticipated, but are not yet here with us yet. Perhaps sometimes in January, as they have stated, the money will be with us, but we are expecting that the money is going to assist us, one, strengthen the capacity by sensitizing communities, strengthening monitoring and evaluation capacity for climate change actions, strengthening capacity of communities to identify climate change issues and develop proposals to respond to the issues identified, and also strengthen capacity to implement projects to strengthen their own resilience against climate change. And the projects that are targeted here, as we have worked among communities, we have seen that climate change has brought about very serious problems around water. So we are seeing a lot of money going to water. We are seeing a lot of money going to sustainable and climate smart agriculture. We are seeing a lot of money going to awareness raising. And most importantly, we are also seeing a lot of money going to creation of green jobs. For example, farming in greenhouses, green energy. We are seeing a lot of money go there from these donor-funded programs.
You have mentioned key interventions in terms of ensuring that there's access to water. You mentioned that this is solarized, meaning it's green.
Yes.
You are not polluting the environment while providing support to rural communities to access water.
Yes.
What do you think then needs to be done to make sure that these solutions are accessible and they're actually cost effective so that you're able to roll them out at a larger scale?
first of all, as I stated, it starts with financing. Finances should be set aside to invest in such initiatives. Solar is expensive to install in the beginning, but in the long run, it is clean energy and it is cheaper to operate because there are no operational costs, or there are very minimal operation costs associated with solar. So the first term is public financing for green initiatives. Both county and national governments need to set aside funds for these solar projects, for clean energy projects, not necessarily solar, even cooking energy. We are seeing the cost of cooking gas going up, although it is not 100% green energy, but it is cleaner than, say, firewood. And when it is its prices goes up, it disincentivizes. It makes people now go to non-clean sources of energy. So the first is public policy. Public spending on these green options should go up. Secondly is awareness raising. There are just many people who don't know these options exist, and should they know and that these options can work, they will take up. And that's why I stated in the beginning that a lot of resources are going to go towards sensitization of people on whatever green options that are there. And clean and green in this sense means less polluting, less impact on environment, and less contributing to climate change. Yes.
This conference ends today, and we expect an outcome document, a joint communique. From where you sit, what do you think we need to be able to sustain this conversation going forward and basically accelerate climate action at the local level?
What we need to focus on is a commitment based on a legal framework for climate financing. All the counties and the national government should set aside resources based on a law so that it does not depend on whoever the person is there, but the law, a legal framework, should provide for climate financing. And that's why, as we speak even today, about 32 counties so far have enacted a Climate Change Act or a Climate Change Fund Act or a climate change policy of some sort to facilitate financing for climate change. So what I expect from this, and what is expected generally from this conference, is that counties are going to move out of here with a commitment to jointly and individually undertake climate financing, to set aside finances for climate change. That is the only way we are going to scale up climate financing, and that is going to make us achieve our ambition as a country. You know, we have our own ambition that we set, that by 2030 we need to reduce our greenhouse emission by so much percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. So and for a transition to green energy.
To green energy,
yes.
By 2030. And for us to be able to do that, we need, first of all, to budget. And once we budget for that, once our development partners see that goodwill, we are going to attract a lot of external funding for climate action.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.